I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turn up your volume, because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast with Adam Ray.
Trying to cut it back, Justin Fields making magic happen, there goes Fields, touchdown!
The sickest Chicago Bears and fantasy football podcast.
It's gonna be sick.
Oh, it's a great day because we have the great DJ Moore. I was on the set of Total Access the day you were traded to Chicago. And I told people that you were going to come in and have the best season of your career. What was the experience like in Chicago this first year?
It was amazing. You know, I wasn't expecting a lot, but it turned out to be a lot. So I was very happy. So I had no expectations really to go in and just do me, and then I exceeded him, and then I had a whole bunch of fun.
I had high expectations. I was getting into, like, heated discussions with people because I would be like, you're better than this guy, you're better than people would push back. I think you ultimately proved my point for me. I didn't do anything but that. Going into year two, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to? Obviously, there was a change in offensive coordinator. Yeah. What are you looking for going into this second season?
Really just the same thing. No expectations. Go on there, learn as much as I can under Shane with Justin. And then, you know, I told the guys last year, just feed off the energy that I bring every day. And I feel like they did that between Tyler, Bayless, Mooney. Everybody just was working hard. So to get it going.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, this movie, the best part.
Did you get a call from Shane or did you get a text?
I just got a text.
Okay, good. Because I was worried because Tyler told me, I said, hey, is the new offensive coordinator reached out to you? And he's like, I got a text. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I go, did DJ get a text or a call? Because that's where you know where you've fallen, but you both got texts.
No, we got, yeah.
Okay,
got
so you both got texts. So you're both good. Obviously, the big thing going around is the quarterback position. I know you probably are sick of talking about it. Does it get frustrating for you to have to continue to talk about this stuff?
A little bit, but, you know, I could say a lot of things, but at the end of the day, everybody above me make those decisions, and it comes down to them and how they feel.
How do you tune that out? I mean, how do you get around it? I mean, it's a big issue going on.
You really can't. You just got to take it head on and just answer the question how I've been answering it and just go from there.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm of the mind of, like, bringing back Justin. I love what we saw out of him. It felt like you guys had a good rapport, good relationship. How were you able to foster that so quickly?
Just a lot of communication and just faith at the beginning. But then we start seeing it in game action and speed, you know, like, oh, you can trust him to go out there and make a play. And then I just told him, hey, if anything happens, just know I'm going to be there and it's going to be my ball or nobody. So that was the whole mindset behind it.
And obviously there's a lot of different ways the Bears can go. Two picks in the top 10. There are rumors that another wide receiver could be joining the group. How does that – do you appreciate that kind of thing, like bring in more talent, or does that kind of bother you? Like, wait, we don't need this player.
No. all the playmakers we can get. You know, that's if you look at both teams, well, mainly the 49ers, they got a whole bunch of weapons that's around their quarterback and help them go the distance. So just adding more pieces would be the best thing.
Because I see, like, sometimes on social media, you'll be liking somebody else's post. Should we read anything into that?
Me?
You.
Oh, no. No.
But you've had a relationship with Marvin Harrison, Jr.
Yeah, I've been had a relationship.
So, yeah. Oh, that's what this is. Are we going to listen? I'm just saying. Thursday night at the NFL Honors, two of the three members of the Chicago Bears were entered into the Hall of Fame, Steve Mongo, McMichael, Julius Peppers, and, of course, Devin Hester. Growing up, were you a big Devin Hester guy?
I was. I watched him back at the U, and then he went to the league, so I watched him there. But I think the U highlights is a little better than
The pro. Why would you say that?
I don't know. They just seem more like video game-ish. But in the league, he made some video game-type plays. But I think the U and then seeing him in the league, it's just like I think it was harder with him in college.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the pro stuff was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Do you have one that like stood out to you where you're like, oh my god, I can't believe that guy did that?
In college or the pros?
Either one.
If
you want to go to college, that's good.
He had one. I think they were playing Duke. He had a punt return. It was wild. It's like one of the top like five plays on his highlight tier.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, because everybody's talking about the Super Bowl. I was in the NFL Network newsroom when they did the thing against the Cardinals, and that was amazing. So, all right, I like the college one. The college one's good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, though. I want to know. So Tyler Scott does a show with us. Mm-hmm. He's a good kid. What do you think of Tyler Scott?
He is a great kid. You know, he's funny. Like, you got to listen. You got to really listen to what he's saying to understand if he's joking or he's serious or not. Because, like, in the meeting room, I sit in front of him, and he sit behind me. So I used to just hear him say funny stuff under his breath. So I just turned around and started laughing. But he's a good kid. I know he tried to pick up on a lot of things that I was doing. So I seen that early on, and he successfully did it. And he always asks how he can change things or better things. So,
what do you think going forward? Is he going to make the leap in year two? Because we saw a lot of great things out of him.
He better make the leap. I told him this year, halfway through the season, I said, hey, injuries happen. You're going to have to step up and make some plays. And when his number got called, he did. I think we did when he had to run against – catch and run against Cleveland. He took off down the sideline. I was like, he passed, and I was like, shoot, we need to get him some more opportunities.
What are we doing I'm sorry, I use we a lot.
No, so you're good.
I'm that person. When we put him behind Justin Fields in our version of the brotherly shove,
yeah.
How did he get put into that spot?
It's just based off of I think he was playing Z at the time, and that's what the Z had to do. So at other times, he said he's real successful at it. So he said we got every first down when he did it.
Does he talk about that a lot?
Yes.
He won't shut up about it with us.
Yes. Everything he does perfectly, he wants recognition.
Does he talk about the 600-pound squat?
No.
I'm surprised. Okay, I'm surprised.
Yeah,
ask him about that.
I will.
One other play. Okay. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a play in New Orleans where he ended up being one-on-one with Cam Jordan.
Yeah, I know.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
What goes on in the meet? Like, what goes on in the film room when you go out and you look at that stuff?
We'd be like, well, welcome to the league. You got to do it. Everybody got to go through that the rookie year. So it was just like, hey, either you're going to be up for it or you're just going to be up for it. You got to do it no matter what. And whatever benefits the team. And I think he got the job done. So it didn't look good, but he did a good job.
That's what I tell him. Like, as long as you're getting in somebody's way, that's all that we need. What is it going to take for us to get to the playoffs next season?
Offense being more consistent. You know, we lost a lot of games and down the stretch by not closing out games. So that was the main thing.
But it felt like the team got much better over the course of the season. When you think about what happened in week one, a disappointing loss. But by the end of the year, it felt like you went into every game expecting to win.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's about the mindset. And you know, you got the first half, okay, you can figure them out in the first quarter. But it always comes down to the fourth quarter to just close them out if you got the lead or if you need to catch up, you got the plays that you need and go from there.
You happy to see Eberflus come back?
I am, because he kept the team together and everybody was rooting for him.
Every player that we talk to loves Eberflus. Like, that's to a person. What was your nickname that he gave you?
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
Like, he never really said it, so I was like, okay, I'm good.
But it's out there now.
Yeah, it's out
that's
there.
That's good. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. I know you're very busy. We appreciate you stopping by. I'm very excited for you to be a member of the Chicago Bears. I was on that day in March, was it March 13th? I remember because I went back and looked at the videos. I was arguing with people. I will continue to argue with them. So you continue to go out there and do your thing, and we'll see you in the playoffs next year.
Thank you.
And beat Green Bay, too.
Hey, please. We will.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube,
Instagram,
Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.